Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the top hit from each of the Motown artists featured. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, The Supremes, Stevie Wonder, Rare Earth, The Jackson 5, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and The Commodores. All coming up the next half hour as we hear the top hit from each of the groups.
I don't care what they think if you're leaving. to Meet the Mammoth with Tom Fallon.
Can't Get Next to You, reaching number one in the United States Billboard charts from 1969, and that was the Temptations' top-selling song. Before that, Smokey Robinson and Being With You, reaching number two from 1981, that was Smokey's top-selling song. And we started this hour with Martha and the Vandellas and Dancing in the Street, number two from 1964, and that was their top-selling song. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the top-selling song from each of the Motown groups featured. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from the Supremes and Baby Love. Well, Baby Love was recorded for the Supremes' second studio album entitled Where Did Our Love Go? And it was written and produced by Motown's main production team at that time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. Well, Baby Love topped the Billboard Top Singles chart from October 25, 1964 through November 21, 1964. And in the United Kingdom, it topped the pop charts also at the same time. Well, beginning with Baby Love, the Supremes became the first Motown act to have more than one number one single, and by the end of the decade would have more number one singles than any other Motown act, or for that matter, any American pop music group. They had a total of 12 number one selling songs, and Baby Love was nominated for the 1965 Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Recording, losing to Nancy Wilson's song entitled How Glad I Am. Well, Baby Love is considered one of the most popular songs of the late 20th century, and it was ranked number 324 on Rolling Stones magazine's list of the top 500 songs of all time. Well, here are the Supremes featuring Diana Ross and Baby Love, right here on Motown.
Kissing you instead of breaking up. I just call to say I love you.
Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
On the Rare Earth record label, which was a subsidiary of Motown, and that song reached number 4 in the United States pop charts in 1970, and that was Rare Earth's top-selling song and their first single released. Before that, Stevie Wonder and I Just Called to Say I Love You, number 1 from 1984, Stevie's biggest selling song. And we start with the Supremes and Baby Love, number 1 from 1964, and their biggest selling song. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen, and for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists with their biggest selling song. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5's biggest selling song. I'll be there right here on Motown.
Just call my name, and
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. There's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady. The moments I cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us apart.
Commodores with Three Times a Lady, and that was their biggest selling song, reaching number one in the United States Billboard charts in 1978. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars and Shotgun, their biggest selling song, reaching number four from 1965. And we start with the Jackson 5 and I'll Be There, number one from 1970 and their biggest selling song. List of Hour features some great songs, the top selling song from all of the Motown artists featured. We'll come up after the break, we'll hear more top selling songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.